Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Level 99. I'm your host Pete, podcast about all things tech related. So this past couple of weeks, as I've been talking to a lot of folks that are in the industry, not in the industry, and I've started kind of realizing that a lot of people are not taking the time to do some of the more best practices to safeguard yourself on the internet and your identity. I've made an episode about this in the past, going over some of these things, but I felt like I should do another one just because, you know, there's a lot of new folks, you know, coming on and finding this podcast, and I kind of want to raise this awareness once more. So those of you who are new, welcome. I appreciate you for listening in and tuning in. Much love, and hopefully you are doing a lot of these things, and if not, I hope that you learn something new and will be able to start implementing some of these practices in your own personal life. So the first thing that I'm going to get into is locking your credit score. So if you are in the US, I highly suggest for you to make an account with three big credit bureaus and lock your account. You can freeze it with, Experian, you can freeze it. Equifax and TransUnion, you can actually lock it through their app. And the reason being for this is a lot of companies are keep getting hacked and breached. So it's only a matter of time that your information might get leaked out there. So one of the ones that's the most concerning is actually Marriott. Just a couple of weeks ago, Marriott got breached, right? It wasn't even a traditional breach. It was something I didn't really expect that would probably happen in a while. So what happened is someone was able to engineer their way into the facility and steal, I think it was like 10 gigs or so of data. And it said clientele information, credit cards, and so on and so forth. Kind of concerning. Twitter just got breached too. Have just been in time, maybe, depending on who you ask, because Elon was trying to buy them. He fell out and then they got hacked. Coincidence? I don't know. Am I right? Cool conspiracy talk if we wanted to get into that. I think a lot of email and information got leaked from their end as well. It doesn't take much for folks to try to steal your identity. My mom had her identity stolen back in the early 2000s, and it was chaos. They didn't even have the right birthday, any of that. They were just kept opening up credit cards, and it was like just such a pain. So I've seen it firsthand what it can do. I really hope you all, if you're in the US, lock your credit scores. It's going to be a pain for me, for at least when I did mine. One or two of them, I had to wait to verify, call them back, but I can't emphasize this enough that you should do that. Now, if you're outside of the US, I'm not really too familiar with your credit scores and processes like that, but I'm fairly sure it should be the same. Don't quote me, but do your research and identify how you can protect yourself that way. So the reason why you want to lock it as an additional fact is when someone tries to steal your identity and apply for a loan, a car, whatever, it gets instantly denied. And nothing can be applied for until you unlock it. And you have full control of that. So I get notifications that something gets denied, something gets approved, it gets unlocked, whatever. I have full control over that. And it feels really nice. Because really, that should not be open at all unless if you're applying for something. So second I'm going to get into is actually burner emails. Microsoft actually does very well. They're not burner emails, but they give you email aliases, right? So I don't use my initial email for anything, right? That is just a login and log out. That is it. No one has, or I have not ever used that initial email anywhere. Now the email alias, the cool thing about it is on Microsoft, you can actually say you want to be able to log in or not with that. And if not, that is just an isolated account that people can send email to you. You can assume that role or assume that, sorry, cloud talk. assume that email address and correspond with whoever you are, and it will forever see that email instead of the original one, the main one. I think on Outlook, I haven't checked it in a while, but they do give you an option to promote and demote accounts that way. The other account that actually does that, does this fairly well, and actually they actually have, in my opinion, are leading it. I like the way they do it because it's so flawless, is Apple. iCloud gives you your original Apple ID. I don't use that for anything. And then it gives you 2-3 email aliases, which is very nice. So these aliases could be anything as, you know, your social media account. It could be as your, like, just have your junk receipts to be sent in there, however you want to organize it. And on top of that, they give you the feature. I think you have to pay for this, though. I think it's like that part of that 99-cent Apple thing. If you want to get added storage, it comes with it. I think it's worth the cost to give you hide my email options. Burner emails galore. It is amazing. So if I ever want to send an email to someone, I can use that. If I want to open an account, it'll automatically generate me a fake email that I can associate with it. Or you can even categorize and organize it as well. So I have one that is just straight junk and spam, right? That everything goes in there. And I've started to see that the sites that I use that one for, I'm getting these weird phishing now emails from there. So probably once every, I don't know, couple of months, I might just delete that one, recreate it, and move on. Because that's the one that I don't care. Yeah, it's nothing of importance for me to ever log back into or use. It's just junk. We did cover VPNs last time. So VPN is definitely important if you are on public Wi-Fi or ever using that. Definitely use a VPN. I like Proton because of, one, it's free for one device, and two, they state that they don't gather any of your information. Be careful of which provider you go with, right? Because I think there was one that wasn't that well known, in my opinion. I think it was Super or Star VPN. They were actually breached and hacked fairly recently. But it is something that you do want to use, right? So you never want to access any of your financial accounts, for instance, at these local Starbucks. Don't do that. Please don't do that. I know this was like a common thing back in the early 2000s, but don't. Please. I beg you. Don't do it. So the next thing I'm going to get into is use a, I keep using this term burner, but use a burner phone number, right? I don't give my phone number out that easily to accounts or things like that. I use Google Voice. It generates me a fake number. If it's something funky or wonky that wants my number that it, I don't think it should, I just give it that. And I go from there, right? Kind of reduce and limit the amount of sites that have my actual information. And it's actually kind of good if you go to a conference. God, I get it. It's their job and I understand. But it could be so annoying when you get hundreds of folks texting you, calling you, spamming you. It's just annoying as hell. So having that burner number is amazing. I go to these conferences, they try to get my information. I'm like, here's my fake number that you don't know, and good luck. And I don't even change the voicemail. It just straight up goes to this Google Voice number is not answering. Leave a message. What else? iCloud, actually, in addition to their hide my email, they have another feature called Private Relay. If you're not using that, definitely leverage that. I think it does very well in preventing a lot of apps and folks from kind of gathering your data. It's nice in the sense that it's not really a VPN, right? But it is, think of it as like the poor man's VPN, right? It's pushing it, but it's still a nice step in the right direction for these companies to kind of start safeguarding you, not letting you just defend yourself. I'm not too sure about Android. I know I mentioned Apple a lot. I don't have Android devices. Pretty sure they might have something similar or things that you could do on your own. That's kind of what Android is known for, the flexibility. But I like Apple just because it's just seamless and it just works very well in its ecosystem. Passwords, right? I know so many people, and it bothers me so much that they use the same password over and over again. It's like, for the love of God, please stop. What are you doing? No. Use a password vault. So coming up, most common ones that are out there are, there's like tons of them. I don't think I need to get into that, but they're good in the sense that yes, they will generate your passwords and keep it all for you. You can all be unique. However, it does leave the sense that, hey, now can I trust these companies from safeguarding my passwords? So when you do pick a password vault, make sure you are picking a well-known one, right? Don't just pick one because it's cheap. Don't pick one just because it's free. Pick one that has a little bit of reputation to it, because you are now relying for them to keep all of your data. That is still a lot better than you having your cat's name, your date of birth, and your favorite vacation spot, right? Like that. Like, come on, don't do that. So still having a password vault is a lot better. And using MFA on top of that, I use multi-factor authentication everywhere I can. I try to use, I don't do the multi-factor texting at all, if I can. I think that is still an option for a lot of companies where, not companies, a lot of bad actors I've seen on the internet where they do SIM swapping, right? So what SIM swapping is, you lose your number, right? They port out your number, they get control of your number, then they're able to change passwords and do all the crazy shit that they are known to do, or blackmail you until you give them money to get your number back. A lot of major phone companies do have your phone numbers locked, so you have to personally call them, verify yourself, however it is, then they unlock your number so you can then port it out. So a lot of the cheaper phone carriers don't really have that option. So definitely take a look at that and make sure that you are covered in that way. Is it common? No, but on Reddit and a lot of other places, I've seen a lot of people complain about it to know that it can be an issue. So better to be safe than sorry. But on the multi-factor authentication part, Microsoft Authenticator app is very solid. I would never have mentioned Microsoft products in the past, but they're doing very well. So when you log in with Outlook, you don't even need to log in with a password anymore. Try to reduce the amount of times that you kind of put it in into any site. It comes up on a token on your app. You put the number and boom, it goes. It's very nice. I actually don't even use that anymore as much. Personally, I've been using the Apple KeePass, and it's so seamless. They even now have an option for multi-factor authentication within the password vault, and it just works so well. And the reason why I like it so much is that it intertwines with all my applications. I don't need to download another app. I don't need to download another software. It's secure, it's safe, in my opinion, for what it's worth to everyone else. And it just works very seamlessly. And I know that it comes with the cost of the phone, right? You pay that cost up front and you're getting all these features rather than you kind of getting tied with one of these password vault companies. Then they start charging you more and then more. They're reducing the amount of devices you can so you can get their premium later. Things like that does kind of bother me, which is what made me go down that route. And the final advice that I can give you all is just use common sense, right? Don't give your information out where you don't think it's like safe. I don't try to give my information out as the best I can. If the website is asking too much information, I don't even go through with it. A lot of these things don't need all that information and access from you. So for instance, I never understood why cell phone companies need your social to give you a line of service. How does that make sense? What is that going to do for them? You're still paying them. And then if you don't pay, they're going to cut you out. What is the benefit of it? And we've seen how many times T-Mobile has been hacked and people losing their socials. What benefit does that give them? It doesn't. Even some internet companies as well do the same thing. It just baffles me Like, why do you need that information? Regardless, you're going to take my money, right? You don't, what are you going to do? Refuse me? You want the money. So what's the point of that? So there's a lot of options around that as well. So you can always go prepaid and things like that. A lot of people think whatever you want of it, but I personally enjoy my privacy to give up my social for stupid things like that, in my opinion. Oh, bonus tip. I just thought about this one, is making sure that all of your devices are always up to date. Your laptops, your iPads, your tablets, your phones. Make sure that you guys are always now keeping it up to date in this time of ours, right? If there is ever going to be an issue that your information might be leaked, it's going to be probably because you have a super old device. Is it someone going to specifically target you to get that? No, but do you want to risk it? Is it worth it? I don't know. It's your call. I don't think it is. The moment there's new app patches, you know, phone software, Windows, whatever, I'm updating it like the next day. That's just me. I hope you guys all learned something new and have something to take away. If you are already doing all this, very proud of you that you are able to make sure that you're doing the best that you can to keep your identity and your account safe on the internet. If there's anything that you guys are doing differently, feel free to reach out and let me know. I'm always interested in seeing what everyone else is doing. These are just the things that come to my mind and the things that I am doing. Feel free to reach out to me on level99podcast@outlook.com or reach out to me on anchor.fm/level99. Looking forward to hearing from all of you. And as always, appreciate all of you. And until next week, take care.